The new rules prohibit candidates who have been forced out of their positions, have been convicted in federal, state, or tribal courts, or have been involved in, quote, immoral or illegal acts against the tribal government. Mike Christensen, who serves on the Lac des Flambeaux Council, says it's to keep tribal government free of trouble. He says recently several members of the tribal council were impeached for improper conduct, and their removal was affirmed by a special election in June. He adds the council did everything legally as allowed in the tribal constitution.
We're doing nothing more than what the people want us to do. We voted these people out in the special election. We don't want them back in there. The Bureau of Indian Affairs agreed that it's an internal problem. They're giving us a hands-off deal.
They've taken the constitution and they've spit on it.
Brooks Big John is one of the impeached council members. He says the council is only silencing further attempts by him and his colleagues to question the council's financial dealings and secret meetings.
Our constituents are left there with their hands up in the air saying, hey, we'd like to know what's going on, where our monies have gone, and where the tribe is going. That was our mission. I told them when they went through the removal process, that we're not going to just sit back. We're still going to be involved.
Big John says the guidelines are broad enough to keep anyone who's taken issue with the current leadership from running, which could include protesters who recently occupied a tribal building. He says they're hoping to file an injunction against the changes in tribal, state, or federal court, but acknowledges it probably won't happen before the tribal elections on September 2nd. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.